Section 04 of the Law of 1 January 22, 1981. Ra, I am Ra. I greet you in the love and the light of the infinite creator. I communicate now. Questioner, when we finished the last session, I had asked a question that was too long to answer. It had to do with the shape of the pyramid, its relationship to the initiation. Is this the appropriate time to ask this question? Ra, I am Ra. Yes, this is an appropriate time/space to ask that question. Questioner, does the shape of the pyramid have an effect upon the initiation? Ra, I am Ra. As we began the last session question, you have already recorded in your individual memory complex the first use of the shape having to do with the body complex initiation. The initiation of spirit was a more carefully designed type of initiation as regards the time/space ratios about which the entity to be initiated found itself. If you will picture with me the side of the so-called pyramid shape and mentally imagine this triangle cut into four equal triangles, you will find the intersection of the triangle, which is at the first level on each of the four sides, forms a diamond in a plane which is horizontal. The middle of this plane is the appropriate place for the intersection of the energies streaming from the infinite dimensions and the mind/body/spirit complexes of various interwoven energy fields. Thus it was designed that the one to be initiated would, by mind, be able to perceive and then channel this, shall we say, gateway to intelligent infinity. This, then, was the second point of designing this specific shape. May we provide a further description of any kind to your query? Questioner, yes. As I understand it then, the initiate was to be on the center line of that pyramid, but at an altitude above the base as defined by the intersection of the four triangles made by dividing each side. Is that correct? Ra, this is correct. Questioner, then at this point there is a focusing of energy that is extra-dimensional in respect to our dimensions. Am I right? Ra, you may use that vibratory sound complex. However, it is not totally and specifically correct as there are no extra dimensions. We would prefer the use of the term multi-dimensions. Questioner, is the size of the pyramid a function of the effectiveness of the initiation? Ra, I am Ra. Each size pyramid has its own point of streaming in of intelligent infinity. Thus, a tiny pyramid that can be placed below a body or above a body will have specific and various effects depending upon the placement of the body in relationship to the entrance point of intelligent infinity. For the purposes of initiation, the size needed to be large enough to create the expression of towering size so that the entrance point of multidimensional intelligent infinity would completely pervade and fill the channel, the entire body being able to rest in this focused area. Furthermore, it was necessary for healing purposes that both channel and the one to be healed be able to rest within that focused point. Questioner, is the large pyramid at Giza still usable for this purpose, or is it no longer functional? Ra, I am Ra. That, like many other pyramid structures, is like the piano out of tune. It, as this instrument would express, plays the tune but, oh, so poorly. The disharmony jangles the sensitive. Only the ghost of the streaming still remains due to the shifting of the streaming points, which is in turn due to the shifting electromagnetic field of your planet, due also to the discordant vibratory complexes of those who have used the initiatory and healing place for less compassionate purposes. Questioner, would it be possible to build a pyramid and properly align it and use it today from the materials that we have available? Ra, I am Ra. It is quite possible for you to build a pyramid structure. The material used is not critical, merely the ratios of time/space complexes. However, the use of the structure for initiation and healing depends completely upon the inner disciplines of the channels attempting such work. Questioner, my question then would be, are there individuals incarnate upon the planet today who would have the inner disciplines to, using your instructions, construct and initiate in a pyramid they built? Is this within the limits of what anyone on the planet today can do? Or is there no one available for this? Ra, I am Ra. There are people, as you call them, who are able to take this calling at this nexus. However, we wish to point out once again that the time of the pyramids, as you would call it, is past. It is indeed a timeless structure. However, the streamings from the universe were, at the time we attempted to aid this planet, those which required a certain understanding of purity. This understanding has, as the streamings revolve and all things evolve, changed to a more enlightened view of purity. Thus, there are those among your people at this time whose purity is already one with intelligent infinity. Without the use of structures, healer/patient can gain healing. May we further speak to some specific point? Questioner, is it possible for you to instruct in these healing techniques if we could make available an individual who had the native ability? Ra, I am Ra. It is possible. We must add that many systems of teach/learning the healing/patient nexus are proper given various mind/body/spirit complexes. We ask your imagination to consider the relative simplicity of the mind in the earlier cycle and the less distorted, but often overly complex, views and thought/spirit processes of the same mind/body/spirit complexes after many incarnations. We also ask your imagination to conceive of those who have chosen the distortion of service and have removed their mind/body/spirit complexes from one dimension to another, thus bringing with them in sometimes totally latent form many skills and understandings which more closely match the distortions of the healing/patient processes. Questioner, I would very much like to continue investigation into the possibility of this healing process, but I'm a little lost as to where to begin. Can you tell me what my first step would be? Ra, I am Ra. I cannot tell you what to ask. I may suggest that you consider the somewhat complex information just given and thus discover several avenues of inquiry. There is one health, as you call it, in your polarized environment, but there are several significantly various distortions of types of mind/body/spirit complexes. Each type must pursue its own learn/teaching in this area. Questioner, would you say, then, that the first step would be to find an individual with ability brought with him into this incarnation? Is this correct? Ra, I am Ra. This is correct. Questioner, once I have selected an individual to perform the healing, it would be helpful to receive instruction from you. Is this possible? Ra, I am Ra. This is possible given the distortions of vibratory sound complexes. Questioner, I'm assuming, then, that the selected individual would be one who was very much in harmony with the Law of One. Even though he may not have any intellectual understanding of it, he should be living the Law of One. Ra, I am Ra. This is both correct and incorrect. The first case, that being correctness, would apply to one such as the questioner itself who has the distortions towards healing, as you call it. The incorrectness which shall be observed is the healing of those whose activities in your space/time illusion do not reflect the Law of One, but whose ability has found its pathway to intelligent infinity regardless of the plane of existence from which this distortion is found. Questioner, I'm a little confused. I partially understand you, but I'm not sure that I fully understand you. Could you restate that in another way? Ra, I can restate that in many ways, given this instrument's knowledge of your vibratory sound complexes. I will strive for a shorter distortion at this time. Two kinds there are who can heal, those such as yourself who, having the innate distortion towards knowledge giving of the Law of One, can heal but do not, and those who, having the same knowledge, but showing no significant distortion consciously towards the Law of One in mind, body, or spirit, yet and nevertheless have opened a channel to the same ability. The point being that there are those who, without proper training, shall we say, nevertheless, heal. It is a further item of interest that those whose life does not equal their work may find some difficulty in absorbing the energy of intelligent infinity and thus become quite distorted in such a way as to cause disharmony in themselves and others, and perhaps even find it necessary to cease the healing activity. Therefore, those of the first type, those who seek to serve and are willing to be trained in thought, word, and action, are those who will be able to comfortably maintain the distortion toward service in the area of healing. Questioner: then would it be possible for you to train us in a healing practice? Ra: I am Ra. It is possible. Questioner: will you train us? Ra: we will. Questioner: I have no idea how long this would take. Is it possible for you to give a synopsis of the program of training required? I have no knowledge of what questions to ask at this point. Ra: I am Ra. We consider your request for information, for as you noted, there are a significant number of vibratory sound complexes which can be used in sequence to train the healer. The synopsis is a very appropriate entry that you might understand what is involved. Firstly, the mind must be known to itself. This is perhaps the most demanding part of healing work. If the mind knows itself, then the most important aspect of healing has occurred, for consciousness is the microcosm of the law of one. The second part has to do with the disciplines of the body complexes. In the streamings reaching your planet at this time, these understandings and disciplines have to do with the balance between love and wisdom in the use of the body in its natural functions. The third area is the spiritual, and in this area the first two disciplines are connected through the attainment of contact with intelligent infinity. Questioner: I believe I have a little idea of the accomplishment of the first step. Can you elaborate a little bit on the other two steps, which I am not at all familiar with? Ra: I am Ra. Imagine the body. Imagine the more dense aspects of the body. Proceed therefrom to the very finest knowledge of energy pathways which revolve and cause the body to be energized. Understand that all natural functions of the body have all aspects from dense to fine, and can be transmuted to what you may call sacramental. This is a brief investigation of the second area. To speak to the third, if you will, imagine the function of the magnet. The magnet has two poles. One reaches up. The other goes down. The function of the spirit is to integrate the upreaching yearning of the mind/body energy with the downpouring and streaming of infinite intelligence. This is a brief explication of the third area. Questioner: then would this training program involve specific things to do, specific instructions and exercises? Ra: I am Ra. We are not at this time incarnate among your peoples, thus, we can guide and attempt to specify, but we cannot, by example, show. This is an handicap. However, there should indeed be fairly specific exercises of mind, body, and spirit during the teach/learning process we offer. It is to be once again iterated that healing is but one distortion of the law of one. To reach an undistorted understanding of that law, it is not necessary to heal or, indeed, to show any manifestation, but only to exercise the disciplines of understanding. We would ask that one or two more questions be the ending of this session. Questioner: my objective is primarily to discover more of the law of one, and it would be very helpful to discover the techniques of healing. I am aware of your problem with respect to free will. Can you state the law of one and the laws of healing to me? Ra: I am Ra. The law of one, though beyond the limitations of name, as you call the vibratory sound complexes, may be approximated by stating that all things are one, that there is no polarity, no right or wrong, no disharmony, but only identity. All is one, and that one is love/light, light/love, the infinite creator. One of the primal distortions of the law of one is that of healing. Healing occurs when a mind/body/spirit complex realizes, deep within itself, the law of one, that is, that there is no disharmony, no imperfection, that all is complete and whole and perfect. Thus, the intelligent infinity within this mind/body/spirit complex reforms the illusion of body, mind, or spirit to a form congruent with the law of one. The healer acts as energizer or catalyst for this completely individual process. One item which may be of interest is that a healer asking to learn must take the distortion understood as responsibility for that ask/receiving, thus healing. This is a honor/duty which must be carefully considered in free will before the asking. Questioner: I assume that we should continue tomorrow. Ra: I am Ra. Your assumption is correct unless you feel that a certain question is necessary. This instrument is best nurtured by approximately this length of work. Questioner: I have one more short question. Is this instrument capable of two of these sessions per day, or should we remain with one? Ra: I am Ra. This instrument is capable of two sessions a day. However, she must be encouraged to keep her bodily complex strong by the ingestion of your foodstuffs to an extent which exceeds this instrument's normal intake of your foodstuffs, this due to the physical material which we use to speak. Further, this instrument's activities must be monitored to prevent overactivity, for this activity is equivalent to a strenuous working on the physical level. If these admonishments are considered, the two sessions would be possible. We do not wish to deplete this instrument. Questioner: Thank you, Ra. Ra: I am Ra. I leave you in the love and the light of the one infinite intelligence which is the Creator. Go forth rejoicing in the power and the peace of the One. Adon.